Welcome to day 182 of The Story That Changes Everything. Our readings for today complete the brief book of Song of Songs. We are reading chapters 7 and 8 and adding Psalm 77. Here are some thoughts to guide your reading for today. Chapter 7 continues the poems about separation and reuniting. It opens with another poem in which the man describes the woman, only this time he begins at her graceful feet and moves up to her royal tresses. After hearing his words of deep love and affection, she replies in verse 10, "I belong to my lover, and his longing is only for me." The chapter ends with an invitation from her to take their love out into nature. The last verse, verse 13, contains an interesting reference to the mandrakes. They were a fruit that caused lightheadedness and were considered an aphrodisiac. You may remember that they were a source of conflict between Rachel and Leah. The long section of separation and reconnection ends with chapter 8, verse 5. The woman uses familial language to describe the way she desires this relationship between herself and her man to be bonded and not broken. This theme carries into the final series of short sayings that conclude the last chapter. She longs for their love to be sealed upon their hearts and for only death to separate them. In verses 8 and 9, the woman's brothers speak odd words against this relationship. Those who read Song of Songs as a complete narrative sometimes see in these verses a great reversal of what we think has been happening so far. Perhaps the entire book has been in the imagination of this young woman as she longs for the day when she can run off from the family and be married to this one that she loves, but for now, her family holds on to her, considering her too young. The man concludes the book with a critique of Solomon's harem of wives. His love is for the woman of the song alone, and they will flee together to the mountains of spice. Perhaps the entire book of Song of Songs has been a poem of expectation of love that is thus far at least unfulfilled. Our psalm for today, Psalm 77, is not nearly as spicy as the Song of Songs, but it too is about expectations that are thus far unfulfilled. It is a psalm of exile in which the psalmist wonders if the Lord has rejected me forever. Will he never be pleased again? Has his faithful love come to a complete end? Is his promise over for future generations? Has God forgotten how to be gracious? The psalmist must wait and hope that God indeed has not forgotten and that God is still gracious and God will respond. But while the psalmist waits, he will remember the Lord's deeds and remember God's wondrous acts from times long past. The psalmist says, "I will meditate on all your works. I will ponder all your deeds." We move now into the books known as the major prophets. Perhaps the prophet whose language and imagination shapes the New Testament most is Isaiah. We begin our journey through that magnificent book tomorrow. We're reading Isaiah chapters 1 through 3. I'll talk to you tomorrow.